Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we're joined by Nurse Judy Van Hulsen with the Marion County Public Health Office to talk about the flu. Judy, we talked earlier this week, and we've talked, you know, about the 10% threshold for kids. Sicknesses, absences are really piling up here, and it seems really across the state of Iowa there's
exactly.
been an increase in influenza and sicknesses. Really, is it? We already alluded to this. Is it an epidemic, or is it just regular flu season?
Every year we have a flu epidemic, and we call it flu season. So because it's so catchy and because it can have some pretty serious complications or results for especially those who are very young or those who are very old. But, yes, right now in Iowa, over 200 schools have reported over 10% absences this week, and the majority of those absences have been determined to be respiratory in nature, which means that more than likely we got a peak going on in February, which happens every year. The flu virus peaks in February, and that's where we're at right now.
Now, I know it's affecting children mainly, especially with the schools and everything, but is it also, have you seen any numbers that are affecting elderly people? Because I know that's another aspect that it can really affect.
We have an outbreak in a long-term care facility in Marion County as well, and it's just so catchy, you know. And the reason that we see it, especially in the kids, is because they're cuddly. They get right up in your face, and you're breathing their air there. And so when they go to visit mom, and mom gets it, and then she goes to visit grandmom, and so on, it's like a domino effect. It spreads like wildfire.
Now, is there, there's always that different strains of the flu. Is this basically epidemic one strain, or is it just a bunch of different strains normal throughout the year?
Good question. This year, all the four varieties covered in the vaccine are circulating. But nationally, about 97% of what is out there in our community and across the state of Iowa is at H1N3. And the folks that get out their crystal balls and try to figure out what's going to be in the future, they anticipate that through February, influenza B will be on the increase. And remember, influenza B, it's not as severe as influenza A, but it can still put you down for quite a while.
Now, I know every year it seems like all the time you see ads or people saying, get your flu shot, go get your flu shot here, go get your flu shot there. It's free to get it done. Is there a recommended time to get your flu shot done, or is it, just get it done sometime during the year?
That's a great question. We are, as healthcare providers, we are recommended to get it as soon as it comes out. And usually it comes out in like August, September, and we encourage other folks to get it as soon as it's available, because hopefully that's going to decrease the amount of flu that actually comes into our area. Because once it's here, it's spreading. And even if you've been vaccinated, no vaccination is 100%. So, you're more than likely, if you have been exposed to that amount, that even though you've had the vaccine and you get it, if you've had the vaccine, it's going to be a smaller illness. It's not going to be the 7 days of severe upper respiratory that can lead to pneumonia and possibly death for the older or the very young. It's going to be a lighter case of it, if any case at all. Did that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, going forward, what can people do? I know it's always, hey, wash your hands and drink, take vitamin C, do what you can. Is there any other things that people can really do to prevent themselves from getting the flu, or when they do get the flu, treating themselves to get it done quickly so they don't miss a bunch of work or school?
Definitely. Prevention. Get your flu shot. It takes 2 weeks to get in your system. So you want to, you've got to give it the 2 weeks. If you're exposed in the 2 weeks after you've received your flu shot, you're definitely going to get it, more than likely. So get your flu shot, get it before February, but you can get it now. It's not too late. Go ahead and get it. Because included in the influenza viruses that are out there is H1N1. It's not predominant right now, but H1N1 is a warm weather influenza, meaning it can go on into spring and even summer, and you can get it. If you get your flu shot, you're going to be protecting yourself against the H1N3 that's out there, the H3N2, that's out there, the H1N1 that can go on into the warmer weather, and that B that's going to be spiking here in the later end of the month. So hopefully that's the main thing. Get that flu shot. Stay home when you're ill. Don't be passing it along to people. And actually, you can pass influenza 24 hours before you know you had it. So that's another reason to get your flu shot. Protect those people around you, those important people. Stay home, like I said, stay home when you're ill, and stay home until you've been fever-free for 24 hours without using a fever-reducing medication. Wash your hands, cover your cough, and you can clean with bleach products. That'll help reduce that. And distance yourself socially. Use social distancing. You know, you don't have to get right in the, keep that personal space a good 3 to 6 feet.
Thanks to Nurse Judy Van Holsen with the Marion County Public Health Office for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIKRLS.com.